This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings to you in Jesus' name. Let's meditate on St. John's letter to Laodicea. The Lord introduces himself as the Amen, the faithful witness of truth, and the beginning of the creation of God. God presents himself here as the Amen, the faithful and true witness. These Christians were unfaithful and truth had vanished within them. Spiritual blindness overpowered them, causing them to lose their witness entirely due to their lukewarm attitude, which led to a lack of realization and repentance. The phrase, beginning of the creation of God, proclaims God's all-powerful and sovereign nature. They were satisfied with their riches and business success, forsaking the Almighty for the worldly pursuits. God condemns them for being neither cold nor hot, expressing a wish that they were either one or the other. But because they are lukewarm, he will spit them out of his mouth. Their spiritual state is lukewarm, and so are their works for God. Their works were likely superficial and hypocritical. They ministered for the sake of appearance, convincing themselves they were on the right path while their hearts were far from God. They have not realized their sins. Thus, there is no confession or repentance. They are content with their superficial works, feeling satisfied with their spirituality, which has hindered their ministry. Pseudo-spirituality may have crept in them through boasting, hypocrisy, lies, and rejecting truth. There is no love for God or His work, no faith, life at all. Only complete dependence on worldly riches and earnings. The world rules over them, and the ruler of the world has authority over their lives, creating distance between them and God. An interesting fact about this place is that during John's time, it was famous for three things: prosperity, textile business, and eye salve. But God reveals their spiritual state as poor, naked, and blind. He warns them that He rebukes and chastens those He loves, urging them to be zealous and repentant. God desires their transformation into His image, emphasizing the need for zeal for God and His work. I stand at the door and knock. He stands at every heart's door, knocking. He has complete authority to enter and stay, but He never crosses the bounds of respect. He enters those who welcome Him, blessing them while others perish. These lukewarm Christians, filled with pride and blindness, have pushed Christ away from their church. This truth in the gospel of Christ reveals that the sovereign God, the Almighty One, the God of the whole universe, comes to every person, inviting them to open their heart's doors so He may enter and dine with them. After hearing, one must invite Him inside, allowing the Holy Spirit to dwell with him, leading to abiding in His word and bearing more fruit. A personal relationship with Him begins, transforming us into His image. Today, this church no longer exists because they did not open their door, confess their sins, or listen to Him to change their hearts. The promise given to this church is that overcomers will not only become citizens of Christ and share His glory, but also rule alongside Him. Paul said that if we endure, we will reign with Him. What a gracious and amazing God we have! Desiring to reward us as the Father rewarded Him, He redeemed mankind and God gave Him authority to sit with Him on the throne. Christ encourages us to overcome this world as He did, granting us the credibility to be equal with Him. What a wonderful God we serve! The throne represents authority and judgment, and He bestows upon us the power of authority, helping us judge the nations. When we overcome, whoever hears should respond, welcome and live with Him, in Him and He in them. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to Your most awesome presence, Lord. Thank You, Jesus, for this beautiful meditation, Lord. Yes, Father, Lord, if there is anything, Lord, which is lukewarm in our hearts, in our churches, in our ministry, Lord Jesus, we submit ourselves into your hands, Lord. You check, oh Father, Lord, you examine and test our hearts, Father. Lord Jesus, whatever is detestable in your sight, Lord Jesus, you just remove them. Lord, fill us with your grace, O Father, so that, Lord, we can introspect ourselves and change our ways and turn to you with a repentant heart, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I submit everyone who's listening. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.